anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard,
normal,
or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity, a rarity.
Roger that.
Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen, and I overwhelm my Pinterest followers with cosplay references. And I am an anomaly.
My name is Angela, and I own cowboy boots and a gypsy belt, and I am an anomaly.
Welcome to the podcast, people.
Welcome to the podcast. How is everyone?
Well, I don't know about them, but I'm doing rather well. Thank you very much.
I like to think that they answer back.
Yeah, me too. Even though I can't imagine them all in the same room with us, that would freak me out.
We could do like a live studio audience type thing, but that would be really awkward in our little bitty space. And also, right now we're doing Skype, so it would also be very boring just having us staring at our computer screens.
Yeah, usually we record in our multi-million dollar studio, but we're both extremely busy moms, working moms, so we've had to get creative. And it's funny because we're right down the road from one another.
Well, right now the road is not really accurate.
Compared to Casey and Sue, who are across the country from each other.
That's fair. Well, I had a little bit of geek news that I wanted to talk about. As everyone knows, one of the things I'm famous for is loving my Civilization and a bottle of wine. Right?
Yes.
And so I was very excited to find out that they have announced Civilization Beyond Earth. And the trailer is on our Facebook page. And then on top of that, if you go into the comments, you'll find a link to another YouTube where the trailer has been set to a famous 80s song. And I won't give it up because it's really hilarious. So go onto our Facebook page to find that.
Yeah, we have a group and a page.
We do, and it's been really neat. I've been very excited to see how the two have grown recently. We've gotten a lot more activity on the group, and the group has kind of turned into what the forum sort of used to be. You think so?
I think it's a more intimate version of a forum,
right?
Because people are on it more often.
Right.
Because it's so convenient. They're already on Facebook, and they're just popping over to see what we're up to.
Right. And the cool thing, too, is that we've gotten a lot more active on our page. We do post daily, or I try to post daily. I've been kind of charged with that. And the page is going to be more centered around what we're doing with the show, news about geek stuff that's going on, anomaly stuff that's going on, and leads up to our... That was Russell. Even just funny things. So that's what the page is about. And then the group is a little more of where anybody can post and we have discussions and stuff like that. Our main topic today, which we will cover later, is about what, Jen?
It's a little debate that was sparked on our group page that lasted a shorter amount of time than most of our debates do because we ended up all agreeing anyway.
It was very bizarre.
It was sparked by the Geek Couture event that has been proposed for San Diego Comic-Con. Some of our members were like, I don't know, you'll see when we talk about
right.
it. They didn't like the idea of it. And some of us did. So it was an interesting study on what we think is happening to geekdom, whether it's being diluted by people who think geek is now cool or whether it's being expanded into other realms and more geeks are being welcomed in, different varieties of geeks.
Right.
It was a good conversation.
Yeah, a little bit of a smaller conversation, which right now we haven't planned to devote a show to, is one of our group members, Sarah, she posted about which hero, it was a group of superheroes, Marvel and DC, and it basically said, one of them is going to fight for you and the other ones are all trying to kill you. And which one would you pick, you know, to be your defender, I guess. What ensued is actually very interesting. And what we've decided to do, even though it's way too late for this, I don't really care because we don't follow sports anyway. I've decided to make a bracket. And so we're going to make a bracket and put it on our page. I'm going to do half Marvel, half DC, and then I've also been talked into doing a couple of wild cards, and that will be coming up in the next few weeks, just as entertainment. That'll be fun. Well, let's take a break.
Hi, this is Jen from Anomaly. For May the 4th, Angela and I will be releasing an episode on female characters in the Star Wars universe,
including the movies, TV shows, and EU, and our hopes for the new films.
So make sure you download the episode May the 4th from iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or visit anomalypodcast.com. That's A-N-O-M-A-L-Y podcast.com.
And may the 4th be with you.
Tuning into Sci-Fi TV. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Brent Barrett.
I'm Kevin Batchelder.
I'm Wendy Hembrock.
The Viewer's Guide to Genre Television.
Welcome, everyone, to a special Supernatural-focused bonus
Hello, everyone,
show.
And welcome to The Fae Files,
a family of podcasts for the genre-loving television viewer.
Welcome to Saturday Bee Movie Reel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the study
welcome
group.
Welcome to the top genre characters of all time countdown.
And tonight, we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones Season 3.
Find us at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Previously on Starbase 66.
So Kaze McFadden is on Twitter.
Ah! Oh, and I haven't followed her yet. What the frack is wrong?
Oh my god! It was like the first thing I did. I was like, must follow, must follow.
Yes. Have you seen her Tumblr?
I have. It's because she had originally started just posting those photos through her Twitter feed, and I was like, oh my god, she's got the same action figures I have, and she's playing with them. It's like, I should play along. And then I was like, okay, now I'm getting a little manic and crazy.
Listen to Starbase 66, the international Star Trek and genre fiction podcast on simplysyndicated.com, SoundCloud, and iTunes.
Come grab a table, pull up a chair at the Sci-Fi Diner, where the food is always hot, and your hosts are, well, out of this world. Sample some geeky trivia.
You, our listeners, need to tell us, what Star Trek series did Tony Amendola guest star in?
Dine with celebrity guests.
This is Laurie Holden from The Walking Dead.
And rub shoulders with the locals.
This is Floyd in Aurora, Colorado.
And get it to go with the Sci-Fi 5 and 5.
Top 5 movies once seen cannot be unseen.
All served up at SciFiDinerPodcast.com.
Let's face it, some of the best conversations to be in involve geek talk. It just doesn't get any better than discussing sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, adventure, things like that. But imagine if every Tuesday you could meet up with people that are passionate about those things, and you join them in this epic fortress, kind of like the Hall of Justice. Oh, and inside, you find things like Joss Whedon Hall, the Felicia Day Spa, the Fruity Odie Bar, a high-tech command center, and an epic meeting hall. And as you talk about geek passions, issues, and controversies, this robot voice, kind of like Jarvis, inserts his 2 cents worth.
Greetings.
Well, believe it or not, that place exists on the Assembly of Geeks podcast. Assembly of Geeks is truly a geeky podcast experience. My name is Scott, and I invite you to join me, Trisha, Jeff, and Gannon, as we discuss a variety of topics in every show. Find out more at assemblyofgeeks.com, and we look forward to having you with us at our next assembly meeting.
Thank you for your time.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I was recently on a show called Assembly of Geeks, so I'm hoping I'll play their promo. I don't know if I have it yet or not. They're a really cool podcast and very neat people, and if you have a chance, check them out.
Cool.
Okay, so let's get on with our main topic.
Geek couture.
It's a little broader than geek couture. Am I saying it right?
It's couture, yeah. Couture is basically high fashion. Couture is fashion. If you hear of haute couture, that is the high fashion of the era. Especially nowadays, it's very art-centered. It's runway. It's not...
You're not going to wear it to
right,
work.
It's not something you're going to wear to work. Sometimes it looks okay. It runs the gamut, but mainly it's the very artistic stuff. And it's the big designers. They do their big shows, and they put it on the models, and it's all the crazy stuff. That's what haute couture is. And the geek couture is kind of a play on that. Her universe is presenting, which is very cool. Why don't you explain a little more about what it is exactly?
Let me read. I'm looking at an article right now. It's talking about how there will be a fashion show on July 24th of this year that will feature designs that are based on popular universes and geek influences, I guess. And people were being invited to participate and submit designs for this fashion show. Ashley Eckstein, she played Ahsoka Tano in the Star Wars Clone Wars cartoon, and we've interviewed her, so look in our archives for that. Sue did. But the article that we posted about it on our group page featured a picture of her in this Vader costume. And some people were like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. I would never wear that. But it's not the point. It's an expression of creativity. I, for one, think it's awesome that we're trying to take what we enjoy and put it into a fashion sense. That's a movement that's happening right now with steampunk. I follow Pinterest like crazy, and I'm always pinning stuff that is making it onto runways that has a very big like steampunk flair. So it's already happening. I just think it's cool that it's being brought into Comic-Con,
right,
which I think is the proper place for that to happen. It's kind of weird that it hasn't yet.
Well, and I think that the part of the issue that was brought up and where we kind of started to agree slash disagree with it is that some issues that have been brought up before, we have kind of made the observation that San Diego Comic-Con at least has become very, very, you know, mainstream. It's like the geek to mainstream place. And that fashion itself, even though fashion is artistic and it's something that is a little out of the mainstream and sometimes crazy and fun and nutso, fashions do trickle down in a sense to your ready to wears, to your offices and your parties and your fun clothes and that kind of stuff. When it gets on the fashion runway, it is like one of those things that's the first step towards being really mainstream, even though it itself is not mainstream. And A, getting a fashion show into Comic-Con and then making that fashion show geek, that's kind of the steps on the slippery slope to, well, now, and what Stephen brought up, which I thought was interesting, and I kind of started to understand a little more, is like in the mid-90s when all of the kids who were listening to Nirvana and all of us who were like feeling the pain of that and in our little grunge world. And then all of a sudden the girl on the cover of Cosmos wearing flannel tied around her waist. And it's like, oh, well, there's our world. And now it's being commercialized. So, and it kind of brings up the bigger issue, not just of the fashion, but of what we all struggle with, because we want geekdom and the things we love to have enough popularity so that it keeps going, but we also want to kind of keep it, you know, and having that balance it's hard. And I think when I responded to him, and I don't want to necessarily always read what I say, but I'll just read like a part of it. I kind of defended it to say that it's happened to almost every major once underground an organic aesthetic, that being either grunge or geekiness. And yes, it can feel like it's cheapened for those of us that mean it, but let the muggles enjoy. They'll move on to something else soon enough. That's kind of where I sort of came to at that point. So that's where we are. And it's hard because it does bring up all of these other things about, well, what's ours and what's theirs? And does it even need to be separate? This is a conversation we keep having, but I do think it's interesting.
I agree with that, but whenever trends occur and the rest of society or whoever picks up on it and they run with it and you're like, oh, darn it, the thing that I thought was cool is now mainstream, you invent something else. You invent a new trend. You can move on to something else and they'll still be doing that and they'll realize soon enough that that's no longer in style, and then they're going to be looking at what you're doing now, and you can be on to something else by then. That's the way they occur. Are you familiar with the Starbelly Sneetches?
Yes. I know what you're saying, like, but I'm kind of looking at it a different way, that like we can keep liking, you know, it's kind of that old Barbara Mandrell song, My Old Texan Girl, is that I was country when country wasn't cool, like the original hipster song. The thing about that though is that I wasn't necessarily following a trend when I started liking these things, but I can keep liking them even after everyone else has moved on, you know?
Oh, yeah. They'll lose interest and they'll move on to something else and it'll still be ours. Who cares if they're no longer interested in it? They'll move on to something else. we'll have it.
Mm-hmm. No, and I still
we'll still own it.
But I do understand the fact that when I see someone running around in what I know is a very new print, you know, Star Wars shirt with their little shorts, I'm like, well, that person might be a Star Wars fan, you know, maybe, but also maybe not. And it's just like a cute thing she found, you know, and it's like, oh, it's like if you were on a team of some sort and then you saw someone wearing a T-shirt that you knew was only issued to members of that team, it would feel weird. And we kind of have our team.
We do. I guess I don't follow that very well, because, for instance, I'm the type of person that likes something first. Like you were just talking about, that you can still love it and keep it. But I'm the type of person that I'll really like something. Like, for a while, I really liked the new Volkswagen Beetles, and I wanted one back when they were, you know, there was a resurgence, and they brought back the cool little Beetle car, but they were cool and they had the little flower vase, and I wanted one really bad. And then everybody had one, and then it wasn't so cool anymore to me, and I moved on to something else. Then I wanted a Mini Cooper, and then everybody had a Mini Cooper. You know what I mean? I'm not the person that goes, well, I'm gonna get that Beetle even if it is popular, because, you know, I lose interest and I move on to something else. I think that's just the way I am. So maybe that's why I didn't at first understand what the, you know, the point that was trying to be made in the debate that was being had for a while before we all agreed, which is a rarity. It was kind of like when you wanted me to watch Battlestar Galactica, you know, the new Battlestar Galactica, and everyone was saying, oh, it's so great, it's so awesome. And if no one told me that, I probably would have watched it on my own. Because everyone was telling me how awesome it was, I was not interested.
Well, but the hilarious thing about that, though, is that Battlestar is funny because when you say everybody, it wasn't really everybody.
Well, I mean, our
group of geeks were, so that's kind of funny. You just like to be contrary sometimes.
I don't like to. I think it's just my nature.
Because you like to. Silly.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. We will probably have this conversation again, because it is something that keeps coming up, and there will be more topics that are similar to this. More stuff is going to come up about it. And I think it's something we do need to keep talking about, because it is part of the nature of who we are. Mm-hmm. It's important to anomalies out there.
And to sum it up, I don't think that this is diluting our fandom.
No. We still get to like what we like.
And I would love to hear from any listeners who attend San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, me too.
And see this fashion show. I want to hear a report from them about this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I want to see. I'm going to probably follow the pictures, because as anomalies, we kind of like to watch our America's Next Top Model and our Star Trek. So this is like a match made in heaven for us.
If the designs are good.
Yeah, if the designs are good. Now, you and Jen, if you were entering that contest, I'd be even more excited, because I know how you two think, and that would be an interesting challenge, and I bet you guys would kill. You would do so awesome.
If we had the energy to devote to it, yes.
And Stephanie and I would love to be your models.
I'm sure you would be beautiful models.
It would be fun.
Cool.
And then it's not until July, so we'll probably talk about it again. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think I'm good.
Stay tuned. May the 4th, we're going to release another podcast on the women of Star Wars. And we're going to give you our 2 cents on our favorite female characters and, you know, our hopes for Star Wars 7, if they're going to be any female characters in it, and what we hope they'll be like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela, and you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
Thank you for listening to Anomaly. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends, tweet or share a link, and spread the anomalous word. Stay up to date on all that's Anomaly. Subscribe to our newsletter by visiting anomalypodcast.com. Subscribe to our shows through iTunes, Zune, and BlackBerry stores, through Stitcher Smart Radio, and wherever podcasts are found. Join our community and meet anomalies just like yourself. Find them all on our Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter. Pinterest, and Goodreads. You can find our show notes, learn more about our hosts, shop our store, peruse our gallery, see our events calendar, and join our communities all at anomalypodcast.com. Please support the Anomaly you love by becoming an official sponsor of the Anomaly Podcast or consider a monthly donation. All donations go towards hosting and podcast upgrades. Every little bit is very much appreciated. If you can't afford to support us through sponsorship or donations, no worries. You can help us out by rating or reviewing our show through iTunes, Zune, BlackBerry, or Stitcher Smart Radio. Those stars help a lot. The bed music you hear in our show is by Kevin McLeod and JewelBeat.com. The original Anomaly theme song, television segment transition, and outro are by Angela's husband, Jim, and his old punk band, The Illuminati. Thank you so much for listening.
Gamma Quadrant Golf Clap.